We bring you Telling Your Story every month, sharing stories from those in the community most experienced, from St. Anne's, Porter Hills, Emmanuel Hospice Clark, and more. Today, Betty talks about her recent visit to the local LPGA tournament, the roving microphone on site.
Betty Piefenbrink.
What kind of name is that?
German.
Betty, a nice pleasure to meet you here on the grounds of your Pilgrim Manor, where you're watching golf. Are you a golf fan?
Oh, look, you won't see anything else on here but golf.
Betty, this is part of our Telling Your Story segment, and you have the opportunity to share your inspirational story with our listeners. So I'm going to start with a very basic question. Who is Betty P?
That's me, Betty Piefenbrink.
Betty, tell us a little bit about where you grew up.
Oh, I grew up in a small town in Illinois, and it was called Steger, S-T-E-G-E-R. And if you were very musical, we made the Steger pianos. And that's what we were noted for. And I come from a family of 12, six boys and six girls. And we have myself and my brother left, and everybody else is gone.
And tell me about your family.
Well, that's about all I can tell you about them.
Did you marry?
Twice. Both were wonderful.
Did you have kids?
Yep, two boys.
Yes. Do they golf?
They did, but they're both dead now.
Oh, my. Well, thank you for sharing that, Betty, as life throws us some unique twists and turns. So here we are. You're watching golf. Where has this golf passion come from?
Well, I had brothers, and they all played. And I had sisters, and they liked to play. We used to, especially on Saturdays, we'd get together and just say, let's go play golf. And it wasn't far from where we lived. So we did. We just got together. Nothing, you know, we just had fun.
Yes. What brought you to Grand Rapids?
Well, Grand Rapids, my grandson. I was living in Florida, and then all my other relatives passed away, and my grandson said, why don't you just come and live with us?
Yeah.
And so I did. They live in Ada.
Oh, pretty. All right, I'm going to go back to golf, Betty. Now, I understand we're so lucky to have an LPGA tournament here in Grand Rapids. Did you get a chance to go?
Yes, I did.
Let's talk about it.
It was wonderful. I had a golf cart and a driver. And the thing that got me, they have these ropes up, you know, and where they have them up when you can't go beyond the rope. But I did. They lifted the rope for me, and it was a most wonderful thing. And here I am in this cart, and they're driving it all over, and the cart looked like brand new. It was just wonderful. I can't explain the feeling I had. The first thought I had was, oh, I wish everybody here would be able to come. And I knew they wouldn't, but I can just see some of those ladies. They would be, well, like I was, I guess. It was just wonderful.
Why was it important that you attend? Was this a dream of yours?
Part of it, yes. And I don't know, it just seemed like everything happened, and it all went wrong. I had everything planned about my funeral and everything. Nothing came to pass.
Thank goodness. So you got to go out and see the ladies play. Did you meet any of the pros?
Yes, a couple of them. And the most important, this Lexi Thompson. She's a top golfer in the ladies. And she came over to me and she said, "My name's Lexi." And I said, "I know. I see you on TV every day." And she was the sweetest lady I ever met.
Betty, I understand you're 94 years young.
96.
Oops, 96 years young. What, give me one memory of maybe your childhood that really stands out.
Well, since there are so many of us.
12 kids.
Yeah.
Did you have an outhouse?
Yep. Yep. And we had a garage. Not a garage. It was a barn. And you know how the wires, well, they don't have them anymore, where they used to have the telephone poles with the wires going down. Well, the barn where we went, they had like a hayloft, but it was empty. And there was this big wire coming down from the light posts. And we'd get something, a pair of old pants or something, and kind of wrap it around the wire and slide down the wire in the garage.
And everybody stayed safe.
We just had a terrific time.
How about the cars you drove? What kind of car did you grow up with?
Oh, well, it was my sister's car, mostly. It was her boyfriend. And he had a roadster, and it was orange.
Orange. What else? What else? Big. What's another memory from your 96 years?
Well, I used to sing and play the piano, and then the sister sang, and she played the saxophone. And we had, what the other one? I forgot the other one was she played. We're known as the Reynolds Sisters, and we all had good voices, and everybody had us sing at their wedding and everything. So it was nice.
It's nice.
Yeah, I say I had the best childhood anybody could have.
Yeah. Betty, What is your secret to success? How'd you get to be 96?
Oh.
Was it something you ate?
No, everybody asked me that. And I said, nope, I just was normal. And I always watched, you know, what I ate. Or I never overdid it, and I didn't drink or smoke or, you know. And I don't know, I guess it was clean living because I was in sports, played tennis and basketball and everything else, you name it, and we played it. It was just wonderful.
What's a piece of advice for us who all want to live to be 96?
Oh, I've got to tell you something. Love one another. I'll tell you what surprised me most. When I came here, and the first thing I saw, how the people loved each other. They were hugging each other all the time. And I said, what's going on? Well, they're showing each other that they love them. And I said, that's the first time I'd seen that. I never saw anybody come up and hug a girl like that. And I just thought it was marvelous, and I still do. It just awes me. I mean, that people go around hugging each other, and it's just wonderful.
Great. We'll start today. So, Betty, if final words on behalf of you and Pilgrim Manor and all the great organizations that support us living to our great final days, was your strength your putt, or were you more of a chipper? What was your best golf shot?
Oh, I don't know. I think it was putting.
Great. Let's go get a club and go putt. How's that?
No.
Betty, thank you very much for your time. Now, what's your last name again?
Peep and Brink.
I love it. Thank you, Betty.
Oh, thank you.